It is one true podcast time with John Werner, Tony Adame, and Bryce Cherry. Guys, Baylor opened Big 12 play with a real solid 35-24 win over Oklahoma State. The Bears kind of tiptoed along the edge of the cliff, you know, in that game as the offense and the special teams units put the Bears in some precarious situations in terms of field position. Ultimately, Baylor made the plays it needed to win the game. You got to think the Bears right now are set up pretty well to be 6-0 headed into that Texas game, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they lost to Iowa State in Ames this weekend. And then they play Kansas after a week off. And, you know, there's a reason they always schedule Kansas for homecoming.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think this schedule was just made for them to be 6-0. But then, you know, the last six are really tough.
Yeah, it seems like that's been the schedule the last few years, hasn't it, John? Backloaded.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we saw it last year how much it hurt them, especially when they started having injuries.
Sure.
They had a hard time, you know. Well, they split their last six games, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, and actually this year, if they split their last six, I think they'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah. Don't you think they'll be 6-0?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, he makes such a good point, John does, about the injuries. And I know people have talked about, well, you don't want those two bye weeks, but I think, you know, this is college football. Every game people are going to get dinged up. Every game people are going to get hurt. Any extra time off you can have, and as they've shown these last few weeks especially, they're very, you know, all on the same page, as much healing time as they can get, and they're really going to need it. I mean, Iowa State and Kansas, yeah, they'll beat both of them, but people will still get dinged up. They're going to still get, you know, bumps and bruises here. It'll help to get that extra time off.
Yeah, last year, as you might recall, Baylor lost a pretty key guy in the game against Iowa State here in Waco, that being Seth Russell. He was really playing at, like we said, kind of a Heisman level for much of that first half of the season. Granted, they hadn't really gotten to the meat of their schedule yet, but it sure would have been nice to see Seth go up against the Oklahomas and TCUs and stuff. I mean, that was certainly a disappointing thing for Baylor's season, I think. So Iowa State is rebuilding, because that's what Iowa State does. The Cyclones are coming off their first win of the year over San Jose State, so they might have a little confidence, you know, behind them. Any chance that this Saturday resembles Baylor's trip to Ames in 2012, which was a 35-21 Iowa State win, a little bit of a surprise, instead of Baylor's trip to Ames in 2014, which was a 49-28 Baylor win?
Yeah, I think it'd be more like 2014. As I recall that game, Baylor got off to a great start. I think it was like 35-7 at halftime. You know, I don't know if they'll get off to that good of a start this time. You know, their starts haven't been great overall this year, although it was better last week than it has been. But,
they couldn't really be to blame for all of that last week, given that they had a 90-minute delay.
Right.
There.
That probably didn't help. I think it will help Baylor playing during the day. I think the weather is supposed to be 76 degrees, so it should be perfect. I remember that 2012 game. It was really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they had some trouble adjusting to that, really. So I think they'll at least win by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, Iowa State, at this point, you know, we're talking about a team that a month ago lost to Northern Iowa. They are rebuilding. They don't look very good. Their biggest advantage, I feel like, is Jack Trice Stadium, which can be a really tough place to play. And if they can hang around for a quarter or two, you know, that environment can get to you a little bit. But John makes a good point with the, you know, the weather's going to be great. And Baylor, I think, really is looking forward to these road opportunities. You know, if you listen to them, their press conferences, I think this is something they're really geared up for, because you know you're going into environments where everybody in the Big 12 wants to see Baylor lose this year. This is kind of the team that everybody's just bloodthirsty for, that wants to get after. So, you know, they're going to go into a really hostile environment, and I think they know that going in. It can really help your preparation.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, the atmosphere they have there in Ames, given the fact that the program really hasn't been that good lately. You know, they expanded the stadium before last season to over 61,000. And, you know, that'll be your first time to see kind of the new expanded stadium. John, when we've gone there in the past, we've always been impressed with the fan support. And I mean, they get out early, they tailgate. You know, it's pretty impressive. And it makes you wonder if they ever got to the point where they were kind of going to bowl games every year, what it would be like there.
Yeah, I think they would just be fanatical. Yeah. If they got on a good roll, but... I mean, it really is impressive because they hadn't won a lot.
Mm-mm.
And those fans just keep coming out, and it looks like they really enjoy their tailgates.
Yeah, they do. They do enjoy their tailgates. That's up in the upper Midwest where they have been known to imbibe a little bit. So we've got nothing but Big 12 games on the schedule this week. And other than Thursday night's Kansas-Texas quote-unquote battle, the other matchups are a little more up in the air. So let's break these other three games down, kind of lightning round style. Texas, Oklahoma State.
I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys there.
Okay.
I just think they'll bounce back this week. I thought Texas was pretty good after they beat Notre Dame, but now we see how good Notre Dame is,
right.
Which apparently isn't too good.
Right.
And, you know, that loss at Cal, I think people were kind of just raising their eyebrows at that.
Defense did not look good.
Yeah, and their defense hasn't really looked very good all year. So I'm going to take the Cowboys at home there.
Yeah, look how good Baylor's defense played last week against Oklahoma State, just to hold them to, you know, barely over 30 points. And they're going to play against a very, very bad defense right now in Texas. So, yeah, I think Oklahoma State probably by about 10 points.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you guys on this. I think Oklahoma State will be kind of desperate for a bounce-back game. I thought Oklahoma State, you know, we talked about its inability to run the ball. I thought they showed a real commitment to it Baylor. And there were flashes of good things, you know. I think they partially – you know, did it against Baylor because of Baylor's three-man front, and they were trying to take advantage of certain opportunities that were there. But they're not completely devoid of talent in the running back department. I mean, they have a couple guys that are...
They just fumble too much.
They do fumble too much.
In the wrong spots.
Yeah. Right. So I'm kind of with you guys on the Cowboys. How about K-State at West Virginia?
You know... I like West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got a pretty good
team. You're on
this year.
Board now.
I know, Bryce.
2 weeks in a row.
You've been with them the whole time.
Yes.
But, you know, Skylar Howard is obviously a good quarterback, and their defense has really improved. And, you know, K-State has a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a pretty good Bill Snyder team. But, you know, once again, that's just a long road trip for anybody. And, you know, we talked about the Iowa State fans. Boy, the West Virginia fans are great, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really get into those games. And I think they've got a good team this year.
You know, West Virginia, here's one thing. West Virginia has not beat Kansas State since they joined the Big 12.
Wow.
And there is a very real reason for that. And it's because Kansas State, when they get in these environments with Bill Snyder, they're so disciplined. And they don't make mistakes. And they capitalize on special teams. And West Virginia, I mean, just watching them over the years, I'll say history is the best reminder of this, they have a tendency to implode. And this is going to be a big, huge game for both teams. And I think Kansas State here, I mean, it's going to be a close game. I'd say Kansas State by a field goal or a touchdown. But their discipline, and especially in those environments, is going to be key. And I think they take this one.
All right.
I think of the toss-ups, this is the most toss-up-y. I don't know if that's a real word. But
now it is.
I created it, so there you go. Hashtag toss-up-y. I'm on the fence. I mean, you both make compelling arguments. I think West Virginia at home is an advantage, but Tony's right. I mean, K-State every year seems like is number one in fewest penalties in the Big 12. They don't beat themselves. They keep themselves in games. Their special teams are usually good. So, you know, it could come down to a play or two here or there. I'm leaning towards West Virginia just because, like I said, I've been on board with the Mountaineers. I think they are pretty good. But would it shock me to see Bill Snyder's team, you know, pull this one out? No.
Well, you got to make a pick.
I'm going with West Virginia by a field goal.
Okay.
How about OU at TCU?
You know, we said Oklahoma State or Oklahoma's backs were against the wall last week. To me, if they lose this game, I mean, this could be a pretty bad season for them.
Like a is Bob Stoops, you know, out the door kind of season?
I don't think out the door, but I think that talk will get heated up a lot.
It's been heated up, I think, for a while, even, you know, when they've had two losses.
They were in the playoff last year.
Yeah, I know.
Right, I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I just don't understand that. And yeah, I agree with you guys on that. He could be on the hot seat after this. Just who are you going to get to be a better coach, OU? Who are you going to bring in? Who's the guy? I don't quite understand that all the time.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to take Oklahoma here just because I think it's a desperate situation for them.
It's on the road.
It is on the road, and TCU's, you know, I don't think TCU's a real tough place to play.
Right.
I don't think their fans are just fanatical at home.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, and I think there would be a lot of, maybe not a lot of OU fans, but there'd be some. There's probably some who've kind of jumped off the bandwagon already. But, yeah, I'm going to take OU maybe by a touchdown or so.
I'm going to flip that. I'll take TCU. I think the wheels are not going to come totally off this season, but I think the problem with OU is defenses in the Big 12 around the country have figured Baker Mayfield out. Mm. He can't run around like he used to because he's taking too many big hits. I mean, he's not out there trying to stick his nose in it anymore, which was a big part of his game when he was at Tech. And then last year at OU, he could scramble more. I think he's a little hesitant to do that now, and I think they've kind of figured out, you know, what makes him go. And it starts to ask some questions about the future. You know, he's supposed to be back there next year, and they got Kyler Murray. So, I think they lose this game probably by 7 points, 10 points, and then some real questions start to come up about what's his future. And obviously, like you guys said, Bob Stoops on the hot seat.
Yeah, again, another one that I'm really on the fence about.
There's some good games this
year. There are.
It's tough to call. Yeah, there's some great games.
Definitely. I'm leaning toward the Sooners, in part because maybe I'm stubborn and picked them to win the Big 12 before the season started. I think that, again, Tony makes a good point about defenses figuring Baker Mayfield out a little bit, but I think if he can get back to being that old Baker Mayfield that really torched Big 12 defenses last year, and let's face it, until this past game against SMU, TCU's defense had not looked very good this year. It had not looked like a vintage Gary Patterson defense. So I don't know. I'm thinking it's more of a high-scoring game, and in that I kind of like Baker Mayfield over Kenny Hill. I don't know. I've never been completely sold on that guy. So we'll see. Like we said, all these games are pretty good. Some good watchable games here for most of these teams. The first Big 12 weekend. No game show this week, but I do have a question for y'all. So you know how every day of the year is like National Something Day.
All right. Somehow.
So, yeah. It's every day is like a holiday. I mean, in America, you know, there's some they have designated as, you know, National Ice Cream Day, National Dog Day, whatever it is. So today, as we record our podcast, it is, I believe, September 28th. Is that the date today?
That's right.
So it is National Drink Beer Day. And my question for you guys is, if you were to go out and have a beer with a coach in the Big 12, who would that guy be? Who would be the guy you'd want to hang out with, have a conversation, you know, sit down, have, you know, just have a good time with? Who looks like the fun guy?
Why don't you start that one off, Tom?
I've got Gundy all the way.
Okay.
I know, because I look at this, I go, Bill Snyder, I know I don't think drinks beer. I think he drinks wine, and he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. Stoops would be a little angry for me. I think Gundy would be the guy to go have a beer with.
Okay.
Bryce, I'm still thinking on this.
All right. You're still thinking. Well, as John knows, and Tony may have gotten this, I'm a Baptist deacon. I don't drink beer. But if I were to go out with one of these guys and imbibe in my own beverage of choice, maybe a root beer or something, I don't know. I've always found Dana Holgorsen interesting. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is. At those Big 12 media sessions, there's usually not a lot of guys around him for whatever reason. Again, I think it's the West Virginia thing. They're sort of out there. Everybody's crowded around OU and Texas and Baylor, the sort of the hot teams or whatever. But Holgorsen is a unique guy. He seems, I don't know, he just seems like he'd be kind of fun. And I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'd go out with Dana.
You know, I'd probably join you on that one.
Okay.
I mean, I think you're right. I think Holgorsen probably might be about the most fun coach
that okay.
you might want to hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, off the field there. And, he might could show you a bar or two where to go to.
How about the opposite? You know, who are we not going out with?
Well, I'd probably have to say Bill Snyder.
Yeah, like Tony said, you can see him... you know, going to bed at 8 o'clock with his Metamucil, or
I'm not lying. He's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He brags he eats one meal a day.
Wow.
Taco Bell. A couple years ago, this is a true story. He bragged that he ate. They asked him what he ate, and he said he ate one meal a day. Taco Bell. Next K-State game, they've got the fourth. Taco Bell has put huge fourth meal signs up inside a Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the one. Yeah.
I think Charlie Strong looks a little serious to me. That's probably the one I'd want to avoid.
Yeah.
Bill Snyder, I could just pick his brain and ask him, you know, about the beginning of football and time and all that. So Strong would be the one to me. He doesn't look like very much fun.
I'm saying I am not going out anywhere with Gary Patterson. He doesn't look like a cuddly teddy bear to me. He's blocked us on Twitter. Anybody from Waco, he blocks on Twitter.
That's the one that you might end up in a fight with that guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not a Baylor fan, but I think he holds Waco against everyone. So yeah, I'm not going out with Gary Patterson.
Yeah,
sorry, Gary.
Well, I could see you two guys really getting into it. I think there would be a fight.
I think me and Patterson get along. A couple Kansas natives would be okay.
Yeah.